WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The presidential campaign turned to Texas today. For Donald Trump in Austin, the subject was immigration. Reporter Caitlin Huey Burns.
This is really the closing argument from the Trump campaign. Yes, the economy hovers over everything this election, but immigration is the closing pitch for the Trump campaign.
For Kamala Harris, the subject in Houston is reproductive rights. And Zach Hudak reports she'll have another star-studded event with Beyonce this time.
These candidates are focusing on reaching as many voters as humanly possible on a daily basis.
Federal investigators said today they're looking into whether China-backed hackers spied on both campaigns. Grateful Dead co-founder and bassist Phil Lesh has died. Lesh was a classically trained musician who found his true calling in rock and roll. He was 84 years old. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammy McCormick.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin State Superintendent Jill Underly is proposing free meals for all students in the biennial budget. According to a press release from the Department of Public Instruction, the free meals proposal would give all Wisconsin students access to a healthy breakfast and lunch for free. The organization says one in four students has reported hunger from not having food in their home. The budget also proposed to fully fund the school day milk program and create a new program to encourage school districts to buy local. Beginning this weekend, members of the public can test the electronic voting equipment for the November election. The testing is meant to give residents confidence in the election process by showing them how the machines work and how long the process takes. Under Wisconsin state law, any anomalies found with the electronic equipment during the testing period need to be fixed before the equipment can be used for the election. Members of the public will be invited to observe the testing process with at least 48 hours of notice. An election mailer supporting Republican Michelle Megadance Skinner sent out to voters contained a notable error. The mailer calls on voters to re-elect Megadance Skinner for the 91st Assembly District, even though she is not running for re-election and the incumbent is her Democratic opponent, Jody Emerson. The mailer was sent out by an organization called Americans for Prosperity, which acknowledged the printing error and said they were working to fix the mistake. Megadance Skinner's campaign reportedly had no involvement in the mailer. The City of Eau Claire Parks and Forestry Division has announced the temporary closure of one of the local off-leash dog parks. According to city officials, the Otter Creek Dog Park will be closed for maintenance between October 28th and November 3rd. During the maintenance, crews will be installing a new concrete entrance, removing dead and dying trees, and repairing the fence. They will also attempt to remove some invasive species in the area and the overgrowth along the fence line. The city has two other off-leash dog parks that will remain open. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Bulls tonight in the home opener in Milwaukee. Brooke Lopez on the new look to the Bucks backcourt.
For us, it's all about knowing our next job, trusting one another. So I know that our guards like Dame, Torian, GT, all night, they're going to get in their guys, give them one option, make them do something. And so we just react.
College football, the Badgers host number 3 ranked Penn State. Kickoff tomorrow night at 6:30. Wisconsin is 5-2 with 3 straight wins. Penn State undefeated at 6-0. NFL, the Packers head to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars on Sunday. Yesterday, the Packers holding a long practice in pads. Coach Jeff Hafley.
Today was our best Thursday practice we've had. Like, and that's not coach speak. I'm not going to BS you guys. It was. The energy was there. The execution was there. Guys are taking ownership because they're running stuff that they believe and they are good at, and they're getting confident in it.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and colder tonight, a low near 30. Sunshine for the weekend, highs in the upper 50s on Saturday. For Sunday, low 60s. Low 70s and breezy Monday. Staying in the 70s Tuesday, a chance of showers Tuesday night into Wednesday of next week. It's 55 right now.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
So you can go to Versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will recap the events of the weekend. I'm sure nothing will have happened. And we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Peach Waba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who still likes to build a fort, Peach Waba.
Hey, Wisconsin. Welcome to Nightlight. This is a Friday night edition, kind of a big deal tonight because, well, it's our last Freaky Friday show, and it has been a good run. We've been doing Freaky Friday all month on Fridays, telling ghost stories and talking to people who run haunted houses and do ghost tours and all that kind of stuff, and this is our last night. Doesn't mean we can never talk about spooky stuff again, but as a rule, on Friday nights, we Terry Barr, for Barr Band Friday Night, has had to share Fridays for the last month with the Freaks, the Freaky Friday team. So it'll be back to Barr Band Friday Night solely starting next Friday. So we have a fun show tonight. As I mentioned, it's starting to look like Halloween. I don't know if it's getting darker earlier, but it feels more like Halloween as we get closer. And Conrad, am I crazy or does it seem like we've been building up the Halloween for like 2 months?
I don't know. To me, it feels like it's not even there yet because really? This past week it was still
really nice.
Warm. Yeah.
Maybe it's the election. I don't know what it is, but there's all kinds of, I feel like we've been talking about Halloween for like a month and a half, but we haven't just in October. But, anyway, it's right around the corner next Thursday, and we will do our last Freaky Friday tonight. And helping us tell some scary stories will be Frank Anderson, our old pal Frank Anderson from Wisconsinology. Frank has great ghost stories, and I'm going to ask him to tell one of my personal favorite scary stories tonight that involves a ship and ghosts and deep, dark waters. Frank has a great story. And then we'll talk about Kate Blood. Remember when he was on last time, we talked about, he brought up Kate Blood, but we were kind of out of time. So I want him to tell that story tonight too. So he's got some good ghost stories. He'll be along in just a few minutes. We're getting started a little earlier tonight because we've got a full slate. At 6:20, Frank will be here. And at 7:05, I'm excited. This is a first-time guest joining us tonight on Nightlight. Her name is Taylor Nicole, and she is your favorite goth consonite. So how do you like that? She's a goth consonite. And we'll have to ask her exactly what that is when she's here. She's got a couple really good ghost stories, and she's coming into the studio, so that'll be exciting. And you can follow her. She's an influencer. She's all over social media, and she's got fun posts. I was looking at her Instagram page today and a little bit on TikTok, and she's I'm excited. I'm excited to meet her and see what she has to give us in the way of Freaky Friday and Halloween. That'll be fun to meet Taylor at 7:05. And then, of course, it's Friday. So that means Terry Barr, Max Inc. Radio, the award-winning radio show and podcast, co-host Terry Barr will be here. She does a great job hosting with Jimmy and Rocker. Terry comes by every Friday night at 7:35 and brings new music and sparkling conversation. She's so much fun to talk to, and she's one of our frequent flyers here at Nightlight. So it'll be fun to talk to Terry. So a lot going on. Freaky Friday, Bar Band Friday night. A lot going on this weekend. Halloween parties. I'm going to try to hit one later tonight myself. And a Badgers game. Conrad, the Badgers. Talk to me, man.
You know, I've seen a lot of Twitter posts from people being like, you know, don't be surprised if the Badgers upset Penn State.
Why?
I don't know. They've been playing well. I'll give them that.
Yeah, they're playing better for sure.
But Penn State's really good. They got a great defense, a better offense. It's going to be a really tough game. I'm not on the side of them saying don't be surprised if Wisconsin beats them.
Yeah.
I'm going to be surprised.
I will be too, but I will say I'm rooting for the Badgers anyway
because yeah.
They're my team. I'm a huge Wisconsin Badger fan, but Penn State has somehow turned itself into one of the most despicable college programs. After all that nonsense that happened with Sandusky and Paterno, you know, and then this happens again this week. There were rape allegations, and supposedly they kind of swept under the rug and they didn't address right away. Of all the programs to do that, really Penn State?
Yeah.
And then the coach walked away and let the PR guy handle, like, are you above answering questions? I cannot stand that attitude, and I really hope the Badgers find a way to win tomorrow.
You know what I'm excited for is this weekend is the new Venom movie. I'm going to go see that tomorrow.
Okay.
I can't wait for that.
Have you seen the other ones?
Oh, yeah. I'm a big Spider-Man guy.
And he's a Spider-Man villain, correct?
Yeah, it's in the same universe. Comics, Venom, Carnage, Spider-Man, all those. I'm really excited. It's going to be the last one, so I hope they do it justice.
I have to say, I'm a little surprised. I went to sports, and you wasted no time pivoting out of sports back into show business. I gave you an opportunity. I set the table for you, buddy.
Okay, hold on. We can talk. we can talk about a great thing happening tonight. It's the beginning of the World Series.
That's true.
And it's going to be a great series.
Dodgers Yankees. I'm sorry. Dodgers Mets.
Yes, that is going to be a really good series.
All right, sports guy, who's going to win?
You know, I'm hoping the Yankees win.
Really?
Just because I don't want anyone out of the same conference as the Brewers to win. I'm biased.
Wow, that's some serious loyalty. I easily for the Dodgers. The Yankees have won enough. I saw at least 20 years ago, and I don't know if this is still true, the Yankees had won like 1/4 of all the World Series ever played. That's enough. You're done. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, is that how you feel about Boston too, winning last year?
Well, Boston didn't.
I mean, I switched to basketball. Sorry there for a second.
Yeah. Yeah. The Celtics have, I don't care if the Celtics ever win another championship. I mean, but you know, baseball's so, I really think they should do it like football. With the pay, I mean, it's just not fair the way the bigger market teams, that's part of it, I think. Like, give teams like the Brewers, you know, the Kansas City Royals or some of these smaller market teams a chance, I think. I don't know.
Well, I just got to say that it's going to be a good series, though.
And yeah.
I'm excited to watch the end of the baseball season start because that means it's going into hockey, basketball and football, like all right. Every single day.
This is
much.
That weird part of the year where we're in pro football, pro basketball, and pro baseball, and pro hockey, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of overlap.
The equinox of sports.
The equinox for sports nerds. So a lot of stuff going on this week. Are you going to a party this weekend? You got a Halloween party?
Actually, I was going to, but the place where I was going to stay, he's out of town, so I have nowhere to stay. So I'm
where is it, Milwaukee?
In West Bend.
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm not going to rent out a hotel again because that's not cheap.
So, yeah, no kidding.
So I'm just like, you know what? I got a lot of sports. I could watch Venom. Yeah, why not stay home?
There you go. And I did come around. I watched episode 3 of Bad Monkey.
And you liked it.
Well, I liked, without spoiling anything, I did like when the father reappeared. I'll just leave it at that. And I was like,
he's a cool character, right?
He is a cool character. Yeah. And I think the girl's a cool character too. She's just funny. And Vince Vaughn is just Vince Vaughn. And I'm okay with that. He's funny. he plays Vince Vaughn in a lot of stuff. They just give him a different name. But I like it. It's a good show. I'm waiting to see, what's the kid from Jamaica's name again?
Oh, why can't I think of it?
His storyline is a little slow. I'm waiting for that to get there. It seems like it's very repetitive, but they've got me. I'll stick with it for a little while.
If you were watching it week to week like me, I was like, what is going to happen next? His name was Neville.
That's right. And he's like, I like him, but I feel like they're kind of bringing his story along in slow motion while the rest of the show moves forward.
Once it all comes together, you're going to love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's called Bad Monkey, and we've barely met the monkey.
You've seen him, right?
Huh?
You've seen the monkey, right?
Oh, yeah. The monkey's on there, and he's a good... It's nice to see the monkey working again since Friends, when Ross...
Yeah. Marcel.
Marcel, yeah. Oh, my God. Was that not the most cringe... When Ross would get all mopey and almost start to cry because of Marcel, I'm like, oh God, I'm so done with this part of this show. But let's jump into, speaking of Friends, yesterday, this week, about, 8 years ago, Matt LeBlanc had a show that dropped, I don't know if you'd call it a spinoff, but it's not a spinoff. He was just a character on Friends. This is a show he had.
Yep.
So I don't know.
Maybe, the Man with a Plan.
The Man with a Plan is what it was called. Yeah. So I don't know if our question, we're going to ask the question anyway. What is your favorite sitcom or 1 hour drama spinoff? Let us know. You have all kinds of stuff to choose from. There's Happy Days, which spawned Joni Loves Chachi, Mork from Ork, all kinds of stuff. Cheers spawned Frasier. Friends. Did Friends do one?
So
technically, I don't think they did.
No, they did.
Oh, they did.
They tried. It didn't work out. It was terrible. It was a Matt LeBlanc. It was Joey.
Joey, right.
It was just called Joey.
That's right. Okay. That's the one I was thinking of.
I forgot how I watched it, but I watched the first episode and I was like, there's a reason they didn't keep going with it. It was terrible.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
But you liked A Man with a Plan.
Yeah. I mean, that had a way different story. It was like Joey still trying to make it, like in that show.
In the show Joey?
Yeah.
Like he was still the struggling actor?
Yeah.
See, after a while, that just got kind of pathetic he had the two-part, the show when he was on the soap opera. He was Dr. Drake Ramore, and he lasted like 3 episodes. And it's like he was still just kind of a joke through the whole series as far as his acting career went. So the fact that you're going to spin the show off and make him still a struggling actor, I wouldn't want to keep watching that. Give the guy a break. Let him get a show or a gig or move on and go back to college or something. That would just be tedious, I think.
So I just looked it up on, I went to the Google, and somehow it ran for 2 seasons.
Joey did?
Yeah.
Just on that Friends house money, I think, though.
2004 to 2006.
Okay.
And I only watched one episode, and I was like, yeah, there's a reason this got canceled.
Yeah. So let us know what your favorite spinoff is. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. There's a lot of them. All right, Frank Anderson is coming up. A lot of fun stuff happened in Hollywood this day. Halloween came out in 1978, the original Halloween. The movie Ghost Ship, which has a cool poster, a cool title, and a good cast, but got like less than 15% on Rotten Tomatoes. So there you go. Those are your two scary films that were released on this day. All right. It's Freaky Friday, folks. It's here. In just a couple minutes, our old pal Frank Anderson joins us to tell us the story of Kate Blood and his famous ghost ship story. This is Pete Schwabe in Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
Welcome to another Freaky Friday on Nightwatch with Pete Schwabba.
Man, if anything, I'm going to miss that intro. We'll have to catalog that for next year. It is Freaky Friday. Welcome, folks. Our last Freaky Friday of this season, anyway. We've told some fun ghost stories over the last month, talked about some ghost tours, and all kinds of fun stuff happening this month on Nightlight in regard to scares and creepy and eerie stuff. And tonight, we are giving you a double dose. At 7:05, your favorite goth consonite, Taylor Nicole, joins me here in the studio. And right now, it's one of our favorites on the phone with us, who I am hoping will indulge me and tell some fun, creepy stories tonight. From Wisconsinology, it's writer, editor, director, musician. I think he does a lot of other stuff, too. He probably does nails and has a jewelry store. I don't know. Frank Anderson joins us. Hey, Frank.
Hey, Pete, so good to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you, buddy. I think you kicked off Freaky Friday a little over a month ago for us, so thank you for being back here and helping us close it down for this year. But how are things going?
Wonderful. Just wonderful. All set for this exciting Halloween season in the Halloween state.
Yeah.
This is wonderful.
Do you give out good candy, Frank, at your house? Do you treat the kids? Or?
Yes, I do. They get super handfuls of wonderful candy, and I actually research what kids like.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
I mean, they still like big amounts of the old classics, you know, candy bars, Snickers bars, things like that.
Absolutely. You can't go wrong with the classics.
No.
Also, okay, so today, one of the first things I saw today when I checked my socials, if you will, was you posted this great, we used to call it a rider, but it was the contents of Frank Sinatra's dressing room. I don't know, was this in Vegas?
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
No, it was, I believe it's his last tour.
Okay.
I believe. Yeah, I'm not certain. I don't know. I just thought it was amazing.
I mean,
and
go ahead.
What's
sorry.
He doing back there? He's cooking soup and making his own tuna fish sandwiches because he doesn't trust the staff or the caterers.
Here are just a few items: a color TV with second input for in-house pickup, upright piano, private telephone with dedicated line, vodka, Jack Daniels, Chivas Regal. Red wine, white wine, beef eater gin, assorted mixers, 24 cans of soda, a fruit bowl, a cheese tray, 2 egg salad sandwiches, 2 chicken salad sandwiches, 12 rolls of cherry lifesaver. I mean, first of all, how long is he in town? Is this a month's worth of stuff? Or he's just entertaining, I guess?
Well, I've been in many backstage situations in the rock and country world.
Yeah.
And that's actually a pretty easygoing list. There's not much going on here.
Okay.
Very easy to fulfill.
Sure.
A PA can handle this. This is no big deal.
He's got 2 bars of Ivory soap, 6 boxes of Kleenex, 1 carton of Camels, no filter, 1 bucket of ice cubes.
Now, I get the cherry lifesavers, right?
Sure.
To soothe your throat. I don't get non-filtered Camels. I mean,
yeah, that seems counterproductive.
It's like he has a devil and an angel on each shoulder. You know? Right. Smoke, lifesavers. Smoke, lifesavers.
Right. 1 tea kettle, coffee pot. This is great. I love this kind of stuff. It's weird. When you read this, you almost feel a little closer to him. You know what I mean? Like, you kind of get some insight into his brain a little bit. It's kind of fun.
Well, did you ever have a rider on your contract when you were Funny Man Pete Schwabba back in the day?
You know, I did a pilot in New York for VH1. Jim Gaffigan was the other actor. We were the two leads. I played this airheaded VJ. And they did ask me all these kind of questions. And I was just happy to have a free plane ticket to New York. I didn't care about what was in the dressing room. And honestly, like, Gaffigan was more, he had been much more experienced at this kind of stuff. I thought I was going to get fired. If I saw a PA whisper to another PA behind the camera, I thought that meant I was going to get fired. I mean, that's how lucky I felt to be there. And Gaffigan was like, just bossing people around. Like, you know, it was not his first rodeo. So, but I was amazed at the money they spent just to give you something in your dressing room. It was probably $100 worth of groceries. And this was a cable show. So limited experience. Right. What about you?
Right. And my rider had one thing and one only. McDonald's Coke.
Oh, people love that.
I'm a freak about it. It's the drink to me.
Still?
Still.
Nice, Frank.
If I'm ill with the flu, I head straight for the drive-thru window. I have someone order it so I don't, you know, infect anyone.
Right.
And I get a wonderful McDonald's Coke. 10 minutes later, I'm back.
Wait a minute. You're telling me McDonald's Coke cures the flu?
Yes.
Wow. All right. Conrad, take a memo. We got to get on that next time.
I go with the Diet Coke from there.
If I'm ever in your studio in person, which I want to be.
Yes.
Hey, are you guys on Washington Street?
Yeah, we are.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Are you down the block?
No. Oh. Talk about spooky. I mean, that's the site. Downtown Green Bay, Washington Street, is the site of the first European cemetery. And it was a graveyard of French nobles and noble family who were here during the French Fox Indian Wars. There were 2 great wars in the Fox River Valley, the first and second Fox Indian War. And the family who, the noble family who were in charge, suffered heavily. And their people were buried right there under Washington Street. Hence, numerous cellar, basement, ghost sightings in various bars.
Really?
Along Washington Street.
All right. So that makes sense. Conrad and I have seen some really strange stuff happening. I'm sure this studio is on that burial ground or the place across the street or something.
Here's the thing about that burial ground. It was not honored. When they transplanted bodies to... I keep forgetting the name of that huge cemetery in Ashwaubenon, Green Bay, South. You know, the famous one.
Lombardi Cemetery?
No, that gigantic one on the hill.
Huh.
What is that called?
Hey, Frank.
Conrad.
Conrad, Google. Let's pick up right here. We got to do the news. And when we come back, Frank is going to tell, he's going to finish this story about the cemetery here in downtown Green Bay. We're going to get to Cape Blood, and we're going to jump right in. Maybe you'll indulge me, Frank, and tell the ghost ship story again. I would love that if you're willing, buddy.
Sure, I you. Yeah,
all right. Very cool. Frank Anderson is here. It's Freaky Friday. We're coming back with the spooky stuff. Don't go anywhere. Here is Civic Media's award-winning news. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning residents of a new email scam. According to a press release, scammers have been sending extortion attempts over email, claiming the victim has visited an unsafe website and they can now access the victim's webcams and phone cameras. The scammers then request payment through cryptocurrency. Officials are reminding residents not to panic, as it is incredibly unlikely the scammer has private video of them, ignore the messages, and never send money. The Barron County Sheriff's Office is asking any more victims of the Rice Lake man arrested in connection to the Abercrombie & Fitch investigation to contact the FBI. According to the Sheriff's Office, 71-year-old James Jacobson was one of the three defendants named in the indictment, including former CEO Mike Jeffries. Jacobson is accused of facilitating the alleged international trafficking and prostitution business from 2008 to 2015, during which time he allegedly recruited and interviewed men and told them it would benefit their careers. An Eau Claire school entered its secure protocol on Thursday afternoon due to a nearby police situation. According to school officials, Meadowview Elementary School was placed in secure protocol as the Eau Claire Police Department responded to an incident in the neighborhood of the school. Authorities have not released details about the incident, but assured residents that it was resolved safely and the secure protocol was lifted. The protocol allows the school day to continue inside the building, but students and staff must remain inside. The city of Eau Claire will host a public forum on Monday to discuss the challenges facing the area. The public forum will feature Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge on issues like housing, homelessness, fiscal stability, and public safety. Housing and homelessness have become growing concerns around the area with a rising unhoused population and a low vacancy rate in the city. The public forum is scheduled to take place between noon and 2 p.m. on Monday on the third floor of the L.E. Phillips Memorial Public Library. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're getting on in years and trying to get on the Golden Bachelorette just to meet girls, here is one girl you will not have a shot at. Martha Stewart told Andy Cohen on his Watch What Happens Live podcast that she would never appear on the Golden Bachelorette, not even for big bucks, because the guys aren't hot enough. Soap icon Susan Lucci also stated she was contacted by the show, but declined. Are man boobs and beer guts out? Did I miss a meeting? Ted Danson and Kelsey Grammer have finally buried the hatchet and ended their decades-long feud. On a recent episode of Danson and Woody Harrelson's Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast, the two discussed their 30-year tiff. Danson said he recalled getting angry at Grammer on the set of Cheers, and it just sort of stuck for three decades. Danson apologized to Grammer on the show, who said he had no hard feelings and all is now well. Thank goodness. In a related story, Ted Danson and Kelsey Grammer were in a decades-long feud. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and colder tonight, a low near 30. Sunshine for the weekend, highs in the upper 50s on Saturday. For Sunday, low 60s, low 70s and breezy Monday. Staying in the 70s Tuesday, a chance of showers Tuesday night into Wednesday of next week. It's 55 right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide. It is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we start our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour with Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project and Reed Galen of the Union. Get on the road with us next time.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Welcome to another Freaky Friday, a Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Jim from Appleton says, my favorite spinoff was canceled a while ago, NCIS New Orleans. Loved the way Scott Bakula played his part. Those are all spinoffs, right? Of like the same show. I guess the Law and Orders, too. Anna from the 608 says, hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite spinoff from a sitcom is Laverne and Shirley, which was a spinoff from Happy Days. Yes. How did I leave Laverne and Shirley out? We'll read some more texts in just a little bit. Keep them coming. What is your favorite spinoff? That's the question tonight. 855-752-4842. Right now, I'm going to cherish every second with my pal Frank Anderson, who is on the phone right now, helping us get through our last Freaky Friday. Frank, you were in the middle of telling us a story about a cemetery here in downtown Wisconsin under Washington Street.
In downtown Green Bay, Wisconsin, yes.
Yeah.
You left that out.
I like to be ambiguous.
It was a botched job. These people were buried in 1730s.
Oh, wow.
So that's a long time ago. So it's a settlement of French nobility and Métis, which are a race that happened when French voyagers intermarried with the many tribes that were here. And they became their own thing, and Green Bay was their settlement. And it was crazy winding roads, fun fiddle music, dancing all the time. It was fun.
Sounds
Old Green Bay was fun.
Yeah.
And these people were buried over decades and decades, and there was no keeping track of who was where. And when the bodies were moved to make room for the modern city of Green Bay, and they were moved to Heritage Hill.
Oh, really?
They left a few behind. So literally, buildings were and foundations were placed atop dead bodies.
Oh, dear.
And that is the story, to me. It's all I think about when I'm on Washington Street. That's all I think about. I wonder if it was that one or that one. And then someone else has a great story in those bars that are along there.
So do you have any idea, like, where, what part of Washington typically are these bodies buried under, or what stretch, maybe?
Well, old Green Bay, the French settlement, and we're talking a very small place,
yeah,
is really, truly where the center of Green Bay is now. It's right around there.
Huh.
So, and of course, in those days, people moved a lot, and they'd be 1 mile downstream, or they'd head upstream along, you know, in actual Green Bay. And, well, I'm sorry, that's the other way around. Fox River flows north. But people moved around a lot, and there were many little settlements here and here and there and there and here. The American arrival really cemented it in. But it's an easy Google to find about the ghosts of Washington Street.
Well, that is what I'm doing later when I get home and I'm alone in the house and scared.
Yeah, I sidetracked you. I always sidetrack.
That's okay. All right, so let's, before any more time goes by, Frank, I don't want to run. The story of Kate Blood, you seemed very excited last time to tell it, which made it even harder to say goodbye because we were out of time. But tell us the story, please, if you would, of Kate Blood.
Well, it is not much of a story. It is a story of a remarkable young woman who died at the age of 23. She died in 1874. She was the first daughter of Appleton. I always called her that. Hmm. I know there were other little girls born here in 1849, 50, whatever. She was born in 1851. Her life is easy to trace up to a point. There are no photographs of her. She married newspaper editor George Miller. Her bloody grave that people visit night and day round the clock says Kate Blood Miller, and it lists their children and everything. And yet she is associated simply because her name is Blood.
Yeah.
And that's a very common English name from a certain region in England. Very common. And her father built Appleton and laid out College Avenue and Oneida Street, which are the heart of Appleton. Basically, he created Appleton with his hands. So he built the first building in Lawrence, and he built the first structures. He built the first hotel. He was a Green Bay hotelier who moved down to Appleton when that became a city. So Cape Blood was nothing more than a lively, loved person who died of tuberculosis. It was so sad. They sent her out to Colorado to get the air and the cure. Back then, you could go to Colorado Springs and, I don't know, dip your feet in the water and wait for death to come. And
nice.
she died, and her body was transported back home, and it was a very sad day in Appleton history. But when your name is Blood, they won't leave you alone, right?
Right.
And hence, most, including the Bloody Bride of Stevens Point, most of our legends and everything are some fourth grader making crap up in front of a campfire for his buddies. I guarantee you they are. So,
well, if they stick, though.
That
know.
Bloody Bride thing sure stuck.
Well, we'll talk about that, but like Cape Blood, so was she in her early 20s when she died, or that's when she got married?
And... 23. She was 23. Okay. She had two children. She was 23. And her wedding announcement in the Appleton paper is delightful. It's modern. It's, you know, they're almost joking with everybody about it. You know, come on, have a casual good time. And making fun of people in a nice, pleasant way. It's the most modern wedding announcement ever from that time. There's no stiffness. It's loose. It's, you can tell she was that they were a fun, young, carefree couple. That's the sadness of the whole thing.
Oh, man.
And when she came back dead in the coffin, the city mourned. It was their first big loss, and the newspaper at the time documents that, you know, it is with a heavy heart that we lost one of our bright lights, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Then some fourth grader gets a hold of it, Cape Blood, and starts making up axe murderer, Cape Blood, secret werewolf, Cape Blood, Cape Blood, drinker of children's blood, Cape Blood.
Oh, my God.
You know, all of a sudden, it exploded, and Cape Blood became 100 of the most evil creatures you ever knew. And at night, she prowls the underground tunnel system, which I've seen, by the way, beneath Riverside Cemetery in Appleton.
But you've never seen her when you've been down there. Okay. I'm just checking.
It's actually a few narrow access tunnels by the former monastery that is there, and a few kind of entryways into the side of the hill from below.
That checks a lot of boxes, though, Frank. Monastery, tunnels, blood.
My office was there. It was called.
Oh, I saw. That's right.
Yeah, I had an office there. It was the Mount Alverno Retreat.
Yeah.
Modeled after a 1932 monastery in Italy, built exactly the same way.
Oh, my gosh. Originally,
and it was called The Refuge for, I don't know, 6 years. And I had my office there, and I did stop-motion animation there.
That's right. And did you ever,
and I would walk
that place...
home at night.
Oh, really? Yeah, I remember when you showed me around there, that place lends itself to like a ghost story. You know what I mean? Like it's just a great old structure, but I can imagine if you're there late at night, you probably start to maybe see things or something.
Well, among those who helped build it was, of course, the famous exorcist from Appleton, Father Theophilus Reisinger.
Huh. Wow.
Whose exorcisms are the basis of the description of the exorcism in The Exorcist, the movie, the book.
Yeah, yeah.
And basically have influenced Hollywood from day one.
No kidding.
I love the Hollywood-Wisconsin connection when it comes to scary stuff.
I know you do. Listen, I didn't know anything about it, really, until I met you. And I realized that basically Wisconsin is the center of the universe when it comes to Hollywood scary stuff, you know.
Oh, well, just think. In 1938, on Halloween, Orson Welles scared the entire nation with his War of the Worlds broadcast, which felt too real for some people, right?
Yeah.
And CBS Radio had broadcasted it. They had a complete panic. Orson Welles from Kenosha, Wisconsin, scares the whole world. Who do they get to step in and assure America that all is well? Well, stepping up to the mic right after that broadcast is Don Ameche, also from Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
America's most trusted and beloved actor at the time. And that's true, by the way. And he comes on and says, oh, we were just having a little fun with you, you know.
Oh, God, that's great. How is he trusted? I don't get that. Like, Don Ameche is the most trusted.
Dr. Alexander Graham Bell in the Alexander Graham Bell story.
Yeah, but that...
And he... Some people come across as trustworthy.
Okay, that makes sense.
They're just so nice.
Tom Hanks.
And Don Ameche has that quality.
Right. That's funny. So, wait, but just to go back for a second, the Kate Blood story, there's never been really any sightings of her. Just these fourth graders.
No.
Why are fourth graders such jerks, by the way, in general? I've always had a thing. I just don't trust. They're not trustworthy.
That's absolutely. Yeah, that is grade jerk. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I love about fourth grade? I remember fourth grade. And what I love about it is if you had a teacher who was the least bit stern and older.
Yeah.
They would go when she walked. Dun, da, 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 da.
This is a presentation from Eau Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap, and Civic Media. It's Friday Night Lights time in the Chippewa Valley. Eau Claire High School football is on the air. Coverage of tonight's matchup begins with the pregame show featuring an interview with the head coach, a look around other area action, and the keys to the game. Let's go to the field. Here's Scott Montesano.
It's time to turn on the Friday Night Lights. Hello, everyone, and live from Carson Park, it's Eau Claire Area High School football this evening. It's level one of the 2024 WIAA playoffs. The Division 6 level, as we have the number one seed Regis Ramblers against the number eight seed Fall Creek Crickets. It's a rare, familiar matchup to open the postseason as this pair of Cloverbell Conference foes meet for the second time this season. Regis outlasted Fall Creek in the first encounter a few weeks ago, but this is a better Fall Creek team since then. Still, this is Regis, and the Ramblers enter the postseason following an undefeated regular season. They come into the postseason with the same lofty expectations as they usually have. Everett Tate headlines the potent power rushing game of Regis. He also leads a suffocating defense. Regis has won every game this season and comes in on the heels of a stout test last Friday when they won a dramatic close game against a rare out-of-state opponent from the Quad Cities. As for Fall Creek, they've been a great story. They won their final three to qualify for the playoffs, including a 21-18 home win over Mondovi last week. Running back Cullen Kramer is near 1,000 yards, while Gus Prankus is the star on defense. I'm Scott Montesano, joined by Derek Montesano. We're excited to have you with us for this coverage of Eau Claire Area High School sports postseason action in football. And Regis, as has so often been the case, they're carrying the mantle when it comes to football in Eau Claire. Kickoff coming up at 7 o'clock, and we bring on Derek. Derek, your thoughts as level one, the first round, gets ready to get going.
Well, it's hard to ignore the fact that Regis is undefeated, that they have not lost this season. They've played these guys before, beat them 26-0. That was a close game, however. It was only 12-0 at the half, so I have a feeling this could be a very good game.
Regis and Fall Creek going up against each other. It is rare to see conference foes meet this early in the playoffs. These teams just met in mid-September, and again, it was a 26-0 Regis win, only up 12-0 at the break in that one, as Derek said. Fall Creek comes in with some momentum. They've got to be feeling good about themselves. Do you think that momentum has a chance to carry over today?
There's a good chance that, especially after their big win last week against Mondovi, that could carry over into a big matchup like against Regis right now.
Regis, by the way, has not grown in size. They still have Division 7 level enrollment numbers. However, the WIAA this year instituted a new plan. It's not a surprise to anybody. A new plan in which schools may play up a division. They may bump up schools a division based on previous year success, sustained success over time. So, for instance, Rice Lake is playing at the Division II level, not the Division III level. Here, Regis, instead of playing D7, they're playing D6 this year. Another reason why so quickly they're taking on Fall Creek in the postseason. Regis, a number one seed, though. They've earned it fair and square, an undefeated regular season. That includes, of course, a game against Neillsville Granton that was a forfeit win. And then last week, though, took on a team out of the Quad Cities, won that game that came down to the very end. And that was a real test for them. Talking to some people here, they faced a team out of the Quad Cities that ran a spread college-style offense, something that they don't see all that often, and still found a way to get the win. That's something, too, that gives Regis a lot of confidence, I would think.
Yeah, that's got to be something you really got to love, especially if it's a team you don't usually face and an offensive play style that you usually don't see, but they were able to get themselves the win.
Still, though, for Regis, a number one seed, not an easy first-round matchup. There are some years in which as long as you show up with enough guys to play, you know it's going to be a rout. That's not the case here. While Regis has won an awful lot against Fall Creek over the last decade plus, a lot of the games have been competitive, and when games stay close, you never know what's going to happen. So Regis, while they're the number one seed, getting kind of a tough draw to open up the playoffs. Brian Brenner, longtime head coach of the Regis Ramblers, Marcus Wallitner with Fall Creek, is in his second year as their head coach. Bo has been with the program for many, many years as not only an educator in Fall Creek, but a coach of basketball and softball and also with some of the youth programs in Fall Creek. Everett Tate, the guy to watch for with Regis, he does it on the ground. He does it defensively. The guy for Fall Creek to watch is Cullen Kramer. These are two teams that live on the ground, Derek.
Yeah, this is going to be, I'd expect a lot of run plays coming, and it's going to come down to really who can defend the run the best.
When we come back, Derek will take us through other action as far as what's going on here in the Division 6 bracket as we near kickoff. Regis and Fall Creek tonight from Carson Park, round one of the playoffs, from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com.
The best place to go for the best local content is echometownradio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything from news to sports to dogs and even beer. echometownradio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley. Talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's echometownradio.com, and look for them on Spotify.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
It's time to go around the playoff bracket with me, Derek Montesano. The number 4 seed Luther takes on the number 5 seed Ladysmith, and that's a big one for this matchup, as the winner of that game will take on the winner here. Elsewhere in the bracket, Mondovi, a familiar face to the Regis Ramblers, takes on the 6 seed Cameron, and the number 2 seed Grantsburg takes on the number 7 seed Chautauqua. Also in the North American Hockey League tonight, the Chippewa Steel are taking on the Minnesota Wilderness. All right, when we come back, my dad Scott will have the play-by-play, and it'll be opening kickoff time here at echometownradio.com and 93.5 The Tap.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Sports talk radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play. Heard only at echometownradio.com.
It's time for kickoff. With the play-by-play of tonight's game, here's Scott Montesano.
Well, the safety net is gone. The postseason begins tonight. You win, you play for another week. If you lose, well, it's move on to other activities, whether it's basketball, hockey, wrestling, or something that is non-sports related. Round 1, level 1 of the WIAA playoffs, Division 6, number 1 seed Regis against number 8 seed Fall Creek. Scott Montesano with you, Derek Montesano with us as well. It is a lovely, as we've been saying almost every Friday, a lovely night for football. Temperatures right now in the low 50s, no threat of moisture, lights are on, it's pitch black around Carson Park except for the floodlights here at the football facility. Nice turnout of Fall Creek supporters opposite of us. They're sitting on the temporary bleachers that are put out there in the left field of the baseball stadium, and for Regis on the home sideline, a decent turnout as well. Fall Creek being introduced as we speak. Derek, again, Regis the number 1, Fall Creek the number 8, but there are reasons to think that while Regis should win this game is probably going to be very competitive.
Yeah, there's a lot of optimism that Regis will come away with this win, but there's always that chance that the 8 seed pulls the upset, and if anybody's going to pull it off, it would be Fall Creek.
Regis has advanced past the first round every year since 2013, and for as long as the oldest citizens can remember, Regis has never lost a home playoff game at Carson Park, and they have had years of success against Fall Creek as well. But again, you keep coming back down to this. The one real test Fall Creek had in the regular season was against Fall Creek here on a Thursday in mid-September. While Regis won the game 26-0, it was a lot closer than that score would indicate. Well, Derek, it's also, Derek, it's also World Series game number one. World Series game number one going on. You and I are going to have to try to fight the urge to look for score updates as this one's moving along.
Yeah, we're both, right now, since we're both Yankees fans, fighting that urge to look and see how the Yankees are doing right now against the Dodgers.
So, World Series delay just slightly for us as we enjoy some high school football in person. In-person athletics, always better than anything that's on television. Regis will kick the ball off to get this game underway. Regis in the black helmets and black tops with wedding white pants. Meanwhile, Fall Creek, green helmets,